brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the ninth day of September 2005, a day that will live in infamy. We have a detailed report on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Armed Mexican troops invade the United States. Now, we know they've kidnapped U.S. citizens and killed FBI and Border Patrol and Forest Service already. But this time, our government invited them in, one convoy going to San Antonio with doctors and soup kitchens, and other convoys. They admit there are other convoys but won't tell us where they are. Have been spotted in places like outside Austin, Texas, by multiple witnesses I've personally talked to that I know personally, and they were fully armed with fully automatic rifles and handguns. It's a big, big deal, and we're going to go over this detailed five-page report that Paul Watson and I wrote last night. Evacuees are being treated as internees by FEMA all over the country. They're not allowed to leave. Depends on which camp they're at. It's more severe at others. And we talked about this 3 days ago, but I guess it doesn't come home until it's in the New York Times. We know they were doing some gun confiscation. Well, now they've announced that every gun in the city will be taken. And they're sending in heavily armed SWAT teams viciously. There are nurses. There are power plant employees. There are even people, this is in the mainstream news, who work for the police department. They live in middle-class homes in areas that weren't flooded. They have year's supply of food, water filters. They go, why should we leave our homes and go pay at a hotel or go into a shelter? We have to give up everything we've got to get any aid. And the police are saying, we have license to kill. We're going to kill you. We don't have an obligation to protect you. The police will tell you they have no obligation to protect you. The courts have said that. But we've got an obligation to make sure you can't protect yourself. And now 30% of the city is above water. 20% was never underwater. And it is the more wealthy areas, the middle-class areas on the outside of the bowl. And it's nurses and people that say, hey, I work at a local hospital. We're still open. Am I supposed to leave my job? Where am I supposed to sleep? And the police just say, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not going to be anybody at that hospital. Doesn't matter if the hospital's open and running and above water. They're just saying, we're coming, and it's in the newspapers. We got license to kill. We're the government, and we're going to kill you. It'll intimidate most people. Most people will leave, but some aren't going to leave. And you know, they're going to go into old vets' houses, old men. They're going to just boom, 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 boom. They're going to kill American patriots. Just like 1775 at Lexington and Concord, when the Redcoats came a-marching to confiscate the guns, confiscate the rifles, the shot, and the powder. And I look at the video on TV and the photos of these goons, these soft, evil goons in their black masks and their little outfits, scum of the earth. And they say, no more aid now for 4 days to anybody in the city. No more food, no more water. You got to leave. And let FEMA have it. We're going to bulldoze most of the city, and we're going to build hotels and an international Singapore-style port in its place. And we're going to take what you got, and if you want any government aid, you got to give your cars and money up. You got to show up at a Superdome or at a camp. We just might take your children. And a lot of them in these news articles are saying, well, I'm a firefighter. I'm still on the force here. Or I'm a nurse, or I work at the power plant. I can't leave. I'm a janitor at the police department. And the cops come to the janitor's house. They even know him. Well, I can't leave. Where are you staying? Just get out or we're going to kill you. Now give us your guns right now, Bill. Give them to us. Listen, we're scared too. We're going to follow orders. We're going to be on top of this. Doesn't matter if my family will be sold out next week. Right now I'm ready to kill you for your guns, for a government that doesn't give a damn about me.
Yeah. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have multiple credible witnesses of armed Mexican troops in and around Austin yesterday with their German assault rifles. And we have the AP admitting there are multiple convoys in the state, not just the food convoy with the doctors and the nurses and the soup kitchen. Then you look at the photos, it's troops that went to San Antonio and are at Old Kelly, or what is now known at the airbase as Kelly, USA. Unprecedented. Ron Paul's office, we got a statement yesterday. Mexican troops here, period, is illegal and unconstitutional. But they are armed. We're all being conditioned. 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, our government signed an agreement to use Mexican troops, quote, to patrol America during natural disasters or to fight terrorists. Now, that's in the agreement, and it's in my film, The Road to Tyranny, of all places. The different news articles and reports even before they signed the agreement. Came out with that film 3.5 years ago. And they signed the agreement, I guess, about 2.5 years ago, and it was a big deal in Canada. They called it a loss of sovereignty to Canada. But here, obviously, most Americans don't even know how to read a newspaper, so why does it even matter? I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks, and we've got a detailed report on that. Also, a lot of credible reports in mainstream news, ABC News, the Globe and Mail up in Canada with police and others saying that they saw and heard explosions going off at seven of the dikes simultaneously. Then the media, of course, predominantly focuses on some gang member type who can't string a sentence together saying it as a witness, and, oh, they're just a kook. And watching this whole thing unfold in New Orleans, it is totally clear. This is a giant war game, a giant drill, a giant laboratory to train the public to accept martial law, gun confiscations, breakup of families, checkpoints, no due process, shoot-to-kill orders. And simultaneously, it'll be a huge economic boon to certain financial interests that are openly getting all of the select contracts. And it's a big political diversion from the Iraq War. The disgust with that was building towards a head nationally with Bush's approval rating in the low 30s. And now people are distracted and diverted off of that whole globalist agenda. Again, Bush can be hung out to dry later. He's just a puppet. He absorbs all the attacks. Meanwhile, the globalist will just stick a Democrat in later who'll continue the agenda. It doesn't matter. And yes, we have what we reported on 3 days ago, and I got smirking neocon emails. Alex, you're full of it. They're not confiscating guns. When I posted mainstream news articles out of New Orleans, out of Louisiana, George Bush wouldn't allow that. Well, I'm sure now that it's in your face on the national TV, you'll go, well, it's needed, I guess. I mean, it's sad to say, but there's been a problem out there. You people make me sick. And they've got all these little neocon, you know, they think they're conservative, BATF people and state police out there running around all over New Orleans. And they're saying, we got license to kill, backed up by the Army and the Marines. We're going door to door, and we're going to take your guns. Funny, all those drills I went to, they trained to take our guns. I went all over the country, in the South, in the North, in Texas, in California. I've been all over the country. Right here in Central Texas, I witnessed the regular Army with the National Guard and the State Guard and the local police, and they practiced setting up checkpoints and pulling you out of your cars and breaking your families up and loading you on Army trucks and taking your guns. And they practice taking over your city halls. And they practice taking over the gun shops. And it was, and they practice, they call us rebels. And I'd be at these drills and watch them calling us rebels. And then I'd watch the national news and they'd say, oh, the troops were training for Macedonia. They were training for Iraq. And I guess it is dual training. They're going to take their guns there as well. And our journey towards enslavement can be complete. So now the New York Times headline, all guns, even lawfully owned, are being confiscated. And they're not tagging them. They're not getting them back. They're going to smelt them like all over the country. And they're going to make anti-gun statues in front of the city halls. It's their religion. It's like in front of the UN, that 357 Magnum, that big old a statue made out of melted down guns. All those thousands of gun buybacks. We'll give you $200 for your gun. And the old ladies line up with beautifully engraved $5,000 shotguns. Their old husband died, old World War II vet. She didn't know. She just knew she heard guns were evil and dangerous. And she takes in all those prized guns, and the cops openly lick their lips and go sell them out the back door. But all the others get melted down. And then everybody sees it on the news, the image of cops and people lined up, handing their guns in. Meanwhile, in Australia, they registered the guns, and now they started banning them, and people are lined up handing them in. First they register them in England, then they ban them. Everybody goes and hands them in. I got the video in Australia. They register them, then they ban them. Then everybody goes and hands them in. And now the whole country's getting to see military and police door-to-door. Every gun will be turned in. We have license to kill you if you don't follow orders. A few handful of people riot and loot. The citizens that stayed behind who were armed stopped the looting. That's in a whole bunch of newspapers. It's admitted. The cops all just basically sit back as FEMA's jamming their communications, cutting communications lines. FEMA won't let food and water in for 5 days. Stuff breaks down. There's a few problems. A few looters, a few drug addicts breaking in drug stores. and they go, oh, my gosh, it's total bedlam. Well, we better have martial law. That's right. Now the good old boys are swaggering around. Guaranteed we'll hear them on talk radio. I haven't yet, but guaranteed. I haven't had a chance to listen last night or this morning. Guaranteed they're going to be calling in going, well, I just guess we got to turn our guns in. By the way, if you're doubting me, this is from 3 weeks ago. Roanoke, Virginia, FEMA drill, regular military, state guard, national guard, state police, local police, firefighters, and the role players. You got to go to the website and see the video. The cops practice shooting American citizens, and they call us rebels. Now, see, I saw this in 98. I saw this in 99, but they never put it on the news. But suddenly, all over the country, but building up to what happened in New Orleans, they were announcing it. Yes, we're going to kill the rebels. There's going to be rebels. See, because they got to legitimize it and put it out in the open so all these well-meaning people go along with it. Go ahead and roll that piece out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Covering your hometown from newsrooms across the region, this is News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
I'm one of the rioters that guard and the police force had to take down and arrest, and did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrest.
Prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in t-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mountain Police had to coordinate with the fire department, while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. Jeremy Butterfield, News 7, Roanoke.
Now notice they mixed terror, disaster all together. And people are going, yeah, look at the disaster, it's good. No, they stand down, the crisis is created, then it burns itself out, it runs its own course. The statisticians and social engineers know this. It burns out, then they just march in and then get to squeeze and take property and take everybody's guns. So they've got all this worked out. And look at who they're going to take guns from. Look, firefighters. It's in the newspaper. I mean, they admit it. They got the cops bragging. The firefighters, nurses, power plant employees, superintendents, people who have stayed behind, who are actually... I mean, they're going, hey, I'm even with the government. I've got to work here. This is my house. Just come out, lay the guns on the ground, hands up. We got a job. We're the guys with the guns. Don't worry. They ain't going to take my gun. I'm going to take yours. I'm going to take yours, buddy. I like George Bush. And I'm conservative. I listen to country music. That must make me conservative. Hell, I'm for open borders, though, because I'm a piece of trash. You pieces of filth, you traitorous scum. I hate your guts.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I got George Galloway to talk about 9/11 and the government and the Iraq War, and the outspoken member of British Parliament coming on for 30 minutes of the next hour. We'll continue with news and your calls. In the first 30 minutes of the third hour, I have Larry Pratt coming on, Gun Owners of America. We'll talk about Bush. He's mentioned Gonzalez. That's who he's probably going to push, who openly says that he wants more than just the assault weapons ban. He believes in massive gun control and abortion, and we're now liberal because we're against him. You people, again, you are sick. You are sick. You Bush followers are sick, sick people. You are sick. who have destroyed this country. Man, you can't see an enemy when they're dressed up in our uniform, when they're sabotaging our country. You're so fooled by a wolf that's pulled a sheep's outfit over it when its teeth are sticking out and you can see its yellow eyes. Idiots. Charles, Ron, Stavos, David Patrick, we'll get to you before Galloway comes on. I'm really... just when you think you can't get outraged anymore, you know, Tommy Thompson comes out and says, I've got a microchip, every child needs one. He's traveling the country to middle schools telling kids to get chips. I mean, that's Twilight Zone right there. Member, you know, former member of the cabinet. You know, you got the government passing new freedom for forced psychological testing, forced drugging of children in America they're now trying to implement. They passed a national ID card. They're pushing for total blanket amnesty. They passed CAFTA. The evidence is clear. They blew the levees. Then they cut the police power. They cut the police communications. They blocked the food and water. They had things break down. They blocked the firefighters. They let all those people die. And now they got a bunch of degenerate scum and a bunch of other cops being trained how to gun confiscate in a giant, giant laboratory drill that'll be used as the model all over the rest of the country. Meanwhile, we've confirmed it. There are multiple Mexican convoys, and we know at least one of them is armed, driving around with HPs and Heckler and Cokes. I just can't. I'm living in a Twilight Zone episode, and all these drooling, weak, soft government followers, you know, these aren't men. These are just little cowards, little toadies. I mean, the most of them aren't even evil. They're just so stupid. Ignoramuses. I mean, I've got reports here where cops go to people's houses they know, you know, who even work in key infrastructure in the city, and they're like, I'm working in the relief effort. This is my house. Bill, come out or we're going to have to kill you. I'm sorry. What is wrong with you police? Would you follow an order to slit your mother's throat? You idiots. I mean, the best example is the emergency manager for the parish that New Orleans is in. His mother for 5 days is stuck. He's got helicopters to save her and the people at the nursing home. And he actually sat there and let his mama die because FEMA told him not to get her. I mean, what? You people are scum. You are scum. You aren't even human beings. A rat will protect its babies. A monkey, a chimpanzee will protect its mother. Did you know that? Chimpanzees are afraid of hyenas, folks. But if a hyena grabs one of the mothers, and I've seen the documentaries, they will jump out of the tree and fight. Even if it means they die. You won't even protect your young. You are scum. You are, I just want to say it, scum, scum, total scum, filthy scum. You are going to go to hell. God hates you. You are cursed. You are just disgraceful trash. I love this country, and you are the scum, trash, worms. I can't even talk. You people are filth. You people are just total scum. It's going to happen nationwide, you watch. They're going to nuke. They're going to release bios. It's all going to happen. This is a setup for it. They're going to do it, and the scum's going to rule over us, and we're going to be a filthy cesspit. All our freedoms, everything are gone. We're all going to be slaves. I hope you enjoy it. I hope whoever came in my office last night and left this in my chair is really proud of themselves, too. I'm redoubling my efforts. You guys can kill me. I don't care. I'm going to expose you to the end. I am just sick of it. This is 1776, folks. This is disgusting. I want to take your calls. I got to control myself. You know what? If we don't get mad about this, then we won't get mad about anything. God help us. Why am I upset about this? We've killed almost 50 million babies. This, I guess, is nothing compared to that. We're just an evil, pathetic country. All right, when we get back, I'm gonna control myself. I'm going to cover the Mexican troops running around with weapons in Texas. Oh, why should I care? The Austin police think it's funny when we called them. Well, so what? You know, did they threaten you with the guns? Well, then so what? And I'll get into the gun confiscation. I mean, it's just, they're talking about gun confiscation in three states right now, not just New Orleans. Yeah, that's what you need to be doing. That'll keep us safe.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaAlert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaAlert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. Country. I mean, we know the globalists are cold-blooded controllers who know what they're doing and play us like a fiddle, but how all of you go along with it? I mean, you can't bring food and water to people. So you're now laying siege to the entire city. You don't let people even walk out of the city. They've shot a lot of people to try to walk out. You use maybe 5 or 10 examples of people shooting at each other, and you build it up and hype it up in this big thing, and now all that's gone. The city's been totally subdued. People always burn out. The drug addicts are all laid up in attics with the drugs they stole out of pharmacies. The cops march in and start going to the nurses' houses and the superintendents' houses and the janitors' houses and the little people. And going, give us your goods. We've been waiting a long time for this. Now give them. Only we get to have them. Makes me, literally, I was watching them on news, just these white trash cops and these big fat cops is strutting around in their Nazi outfits. Their little mustaches made me sick. I don't have words to describe how It's disgusting you are. You are the scum of the earth. You make the species look shameful. You make America look shameful. You make police look shameful. You're trash. All right, I'm going to control myself. I just gun confiscating trash. Oh, I'm just seething. I just cannot allow myself to be this angry. Got to fight these people because I love my family, not because I hate them. Hate will burn you out, folks. Let's not be hateful. Boy, I tell you. I don't even feel like doing this show today. I'm so mad, folks. I am just... Mass gun confiscation from law-abiding citizens begins. First time this has happened since Reconstruction. Federal forces lead criminal gangs of police in America killing gun grab. The balloon has gone up, the shoe has dropped. Anyone doubting the criminal intentions of the social engineer control freaks in Washington need only look at the middle-class neighborhoods being stormed by black mask wearing jackboots, by black mask wearing jackbooted thugs. I forgot to put thugs there. Email Slick Heisen and ask him to add thugs there. I wrote this in like 5 minutes. I don't have time for anything. On a mission to steal guns. Let me start over. The balloon has gone up. The shoe has dropped. Anyone doubting the criminal intentions of the social engineer control freaks in Washington, you'd only look at the middle-class neighborhoods being stormed by black mask-wearing jackboots on a mission to steal guns. This is a precedent-setting case for national gun confiscation. This is a clear declaration of war by the federal government against the American people. Headlines on CNN, everywhere, it just reads, law-abiding citizens have guns confiscated. They want you to know that. They're getting used to it. Never before. See, now you're hearing it. It'll be so much easier the next time and the next time. This is exactly how Lexington and Concord started the Revolutionary War in 1775. The federal government has been chomping at the bit for decades to disarm the American people, and now an amalgamation of state and local police led by the BATF are having their deepest desires fulfilled in New Orleans. You sick trash. I'm sorry. Major newspapers are reporting that in middle-class neighborhoods, undamaged by floodwaters, paramilitary police are going door-to-door demanding citizens' firearms. The New York Times even admitted that this is so the citizenry cannot resist when they are physically forced to leave their homes. Most of the residents are conscientious nurses and power plant employees who are currently working in key areas of infrastructure. Others refuse to leave because early on they were told that they would have to break up their families to do so, or that they would be given no aid unless they handed over all their money and vehicles. That's another thing. You totally sign over to them as slaves and go to a camp, or you get nothing. Still more refuse to leave and give up beloved family pets. Holdouts, many of whom have a year's supply of food and water filters, tell the police, "We're the people who stopped the looters when you guys were nowhere to be seen in the first 6 days." So the federal government does a horrible job delivering food and water to people. They told to go to the Superdome, and now almost 2 weeks later, they say the city is under their control, and their main mission? Go door to door and confiscate American citizens' lawfully owned firearms. This is treason. This is sedition against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our way of life. You are killing this country. I love this country, folks. This is where we live. This is our heritage. This is everything we are. Everything. This country's dying right now. I have been to over 10 urban warfare training drills where the military and the police work together. The national news always reports that it's a disaster relief training, when in truth, what they are doing is training to greedily subdue peaceful populations, disarm them, and break up families. I've videotaped it. You've seen it. Oh, if they got such horrible things planned for all of us, if we don't stop them. Remember back in 93 when Bill Clinton announced weapon sweeps of public housing without warrants? They did it to the disadvantaged then, and most people didn't care. Now they're doing it to the middle class in plain view of the world. They're setting a precedent to take your property, to take your children, to take your guns. The courts have ruled over and over again that the police have no obligation to protect the public. At the same time, police have been trained that there really isn't a Second Amendment and that Americans really don't have the right to protect themselves. This unfolding gun confiscation tragedy stands as a monument to the true intentions of this parasitic, degenerate government. It wants you disarmed and under heel. It wants slaves, subjects, not citizens. The law-abiding, gun-owning citizens of New Orleans are having their lifeline severed, and the American people are witnessing a giant gun confiscation drill, a laboratory, a simulation. This will be used nationwide, folks, you watch. There should be a howling screaming, the likes of which have never been heard, against the Bush administration that is in control of New Orleans. If we let them legitimize gun confiscation and it as if it brings some kind of security, which it doesn't, they are going to use this all over the country. Lord Bush is already licking his lips and talking about making Gonzalez, a person who is adamantly anti-gun, his pick to secede Rehnquist. Oh, I mean, he doubled the size of the BATF, and you scumbag neocon worshipers, you're the worst scum there is. You've emailed me, you've called me, you've laughed at me in the street, you've giggled through your toothless mouths that's some kind of conservatism. That it's conservative to double the size of the BATF. Well, Bush said we got a right to own guns in his speech. Well, yeah, the enemy drives up in camouflage tanks, too. Just because a tank's got camouflage on it doesn't make it a tree, because it's got a tree pattern on it. This is not an assault. Don't run. We are your friends. Just open the gates and we'll be friendly. We just want to help you. Open your castle gates. Come on, you idiots. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not talking to our general audience, but the morons that listen that won't call in but send me their little giggling emails. This isn't funny, okay? And I know deep down you're afraid, and you know it's tyranny. You're subconscious. You know, your heart, your soul, you know in your guts this is bad. So you make a little split-second decision to giggle about it. Well, you'll be squealing like a little pig when it's going into the slaughter pens in a few years from now, or maybe even sooner. And you'll be wishing somebody'd help you. Of course, a lot of you will just toady up and be part of the system. They'll give you a little armband, a little uniform under the National Compulsory Service Act. Literally, that's in there. And you'll strut around and... We don't put up with criticizing the government, not when things are this bad. We got to get behind the government to fix things. I hear that all over talk radio. It's time to start arresting these people who are criticizing the government in a time of war. Well, that's just un-American. No, you're un-American, you trash. I say to all the good police and all the good military and all the good people that love liberty and love freedom who are outraged like I am, I ask you to be leaders and speak up and drive around with bullhorns hanging out of your car telling people this is wrong and to print up a newsletter this weekend. I want it written up. I want it printed up at Kinko's, and I want thousands of them out in every town. I don't want you to wait for somebody else. I want you to get out there, and I want you to speak out, and I want you to expose the New World Order, and I want you to exert yourselves against the enemy for your families, for your children, for your women. This is everything on the line. This is everything we've warned you about all these years. It's coming. It's coming. It's here. This is only the beginning. Like Patrick Henry said, why wait we here idle, ladies and gentlemen? It's already the resounding clash of arms is in New Orleans right now. The enemy's already attacking our brethren right now on the Gulf Coast. And tomorrow it's going to be here. We have laid down, we have begged them, we have talked to them, we have asked them to stop it. We've asked for quarter, we've asked for them to stop violating our rights and taxing us and being so corrupt. We've done everything we could. We have worked and pushed and driven, and all our enemies have done is erected great armies against us, knowing that they got stuff planned so horrible that we will be forced to physically resist them. in their arrogance, King George II and his corporate interest have risen up great armies against us. They have employed them against us. They have used asset forfeiture seizure to feed on us. They have treated us like trash. They have lined us up like enemy prisoners. They have demanded to see our papers. They've left our borders wide open the entire time they've been raping and pillaging us, just like they left the borders for the frontier open in 1776. You read that Declaration of Independence, and it's the exact same thing that's happening right now. This is a drill. This is a drill for the nuke attacks. This is a drill for the bio attacks, which our government, our criminal, hijacked government, has said is going to happen. And it's this kind of stuff you're seeing is going to be nationwide. And even if you got a ranch or place in the country, you'll have a few months after they carry it out, and then the troops will come marching down your street. We're commandeering this for refugees. We're taking this over. And by the way, you can't have guns. And folks, if you give in to them at that time, it's over. It's going to be bad, folks. This is the model. We have the Pentagon documents. They want, do you understand, they don't care about the shopping malls, they don't care about your 401ks, they don't care about it. Do you understand, they got a bunch of idiots that will follow any order they give them. And this is all a beta test. I know I'm ranting and raving, folks. The security agreements are public to bring Mexican and Canadian troops in here to police and run your life. And now the armed Mexican troops are here in Texas. And no, I don't email me saying they're on TV giving people soup in San Antonio. That's one of the convoys. I'm talking about the other convoys. And they're here to just set a precedent. I'm not saying they're going to run around and start doing something. It's all to get you ready to domesticate you. You're being bathed in evil. You're being bathed in slavery. You're being like a siren song. You're being mesmerized, enchanted, beguiled like a snake does a bird as its eyes spin. Break your conditioning, good Lord, to the police out there. They're going to take everything you got, you fools, you idiots. I'm talking about the police that are stupid, not the good ones that know what's going on. Charles in Louisiana has been calling in and giving us reports, and I'm sorry if I'm angry, but I'm just telling it like it is. I mean, we are under attack. Charles, you're there in the middle of it. Give us your report, sir.
Well, I'm going to try to be slow. Well, I just don't break out in tears. I mean, I pray you hear me. It's they kicking doors and searching down, telling women, you might raise that dress up here. I want to see if you got a gun under there. Our military that we say is our boys, support our boys. I never want to hear that phrase again. They're animals. The police are animals. These houses ain't flooded. These are beautiful homes. And they arresting people because they say they're not giving their guns up. People say, I don't have no guns. They're putting plastic handcuffs on them. Women, men, everybody. If they feel like they got guns, they're arresting them. They're bringing them out on boats. And let me explain something to you. When these Mexican troops come here, all they're going to want is American women. Because the women are being searched illegally, looking at their private parts for guns. I mean, my God, I can't believe it's happening. I'm seeing it, Mr. Jones. I'm seeing it. I can't believe that New Orleans gave their guns up. I can't believe that the police turned against their own citizens. Cruelly turned. I mean cruelly turned. They're talking to these people like they're animals. Right now I feel no hope. My heart is about to bust. I can't go down there no more. I'm not going on a bus no more. I can't do it because I don't think I can make another day of it. We've been overtook. The people has been deceived. We have no out. I don't even... When these Mexican troops come down here, they're going to confiscate us. This morning, I was so tired. I went to a restaurant, and a man said, your name Charlie? I said, yeah. My name's Charlie. He said, now my name's Ben, and I understand you know what's happening. I said, what do you want? He said, do you think they're going to take that ban off them bullets where we can have hunting season? I said, I don't know. He said, there are going to be some mad hunters down here.
Yeah,
if
that
they can't
fool, hunt. That fool's talking about hunting.
Yeah.
Your whole history,
yeah.
232 years of America is going down the toilet,
said,
you idiot.
Do you realize women are being searched, stripped down in New Orleans?
Listen, they're going to middle-class neighborhoods that are not flooded. And it's goon, gang members. Look, already most of our military's foreign to begin with.
Yes,
a big percentage.
They're going to mansions. And these foreign troops are going to have on masks. You're not going to know who's who. They want confusion. Dick Cheney's already down here on the coast looking at his new property for his casinos and all that. But I'm telling you something. If the people don't fight today, it's over. It's over. Don't worry about hunting and your football games. They coming in our neighborhood. Please, Louisiana, listen to me. They coming here. I swear I've been up there. Y'all know me down here. Y'all know. You know.
Well, stay there, Charles. We'll let you finish up. I mean, it's on the news. I mean, we're not going to bring any food or water. We're here to get your guns. We don't care. We don't care if you're a local nurse. We want your guns, slave. Now, they even say it so that we can't resist them with what they got planned next. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have a criminal gang of social engineers that have hijacked control of our government, who are manifestly evil. I mean, just every form of open corruption, every form of open butchery of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, every form of just out-of-control behavior. I mean, the favorite agency that the feds like to use for security work is DynCorp, caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. And we play the congressional clips. And Rumsfeld says, well, they got, you know, a fine for that. Just let's move on to the next question. I mean, it's not even denied, folks. You understand how evil they are? And I mean all of them. Bill Clinton, all of them. You think that's a pack of just... they're not cockroaches. Cockroaches serve a purpose. These are just psychopaths. And they're cold, and they're intelligent, and you're just so gullible. And understand, folks, going around making people leave their houses and confiscating their guns, and they say in the New York Times, they got a police chief in there, well, we got to confiscate their guns, because then we're going to forcibly take them, you know, remove them. And we don't want them to resist. And you've got areas of the city on the edge that aren't flooded, that aren't cut off, that have major roads going out to the hinterland. They're totally fine. CDC admits no waterborne diseases. There's some E. coli in the water. That'll go away. It's already going away. It dies over time. E. coli is naturally in, you know, any swamp. It's going away. Again, the Supreme Court said you don't own your own private property. This is all being set up here. Charles, finish up what you were... for those that don't understand, and then I have another New York Times article here where they admit that it's superintendents and nurses and power plant employees who have to stay there and work to keep things running. And the cops just go, we got orders, get out of here. And they're like, what do you mean? Where do you live? Well, I got a house. Oh, they even admit the cops get to keep their houses. I'm not kidding, folks. Cops are in the unflooded areas, and people with Blackwater Security, total CIA front, that's in the article, they get to have all the machine guns they want. That's one of Dick Cheney's outfits. All these big corporations have their own private merc gangs. Well, they can have all the guns they want, but just the average citizens are like, get out! Oh, man. I tell you what, folks, and this is setting the precedent. Breaking the mold on America, folks. They're actually engaging in siege now. We're not going to let you out on the roads out of here to get food and water. We're not going to let you leave. By the way, come on out of there and give us your guns. Come on out of there. I mean, look, this is like Road Warrior or something. This is like breakdown of society. Escape from New York, folks. The government, raving, roving criminals. And the cops still following orders of FEMA, who's cutting their communications lines and jamming their communications. And Charles, finish up.
Well, that's about it. I might call in a couple. I won't call in a while. I don't think... My heart. So,
well, you've been up to New Orleans. Just settle down. I know we should be angry, but you've been up there. What? I mean, how bad is it? Because it's pretty bad on the news. I mean, they say they're viciously taking guns.
Yes.
How bad is it?
Well, I'm not dead Brendan wrong, but they're kicking doors down house to house. They're going house to house. And they're not nice about it, pal. They're using a lot of force. They're still arresting people. If they feel they ain't giving their guns up, they arrest women, anybody. And they're kicking the doors in where they can't lock the doors for protection.
And this
but
is all
the thing
test,
about it, the
folks.
Police is looting. The police is looting. You understand what I mean?
Of course they are.
They're trying to protect themselves from the police. You understand? That's the sad part about it.
Well, Charles, this is a huge beta test, see? This is getting everybody used to it, and then it's in the news. Door to door. Come out of there! Get down!
Well,
where's your guns, woman? Let me tell you, man, where your guns are. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dress up, make sure they ain't got guns, looking at the women. You know, it's ridiculous. It's abomination, Mr. Jones.
We don't have any food for you, but we got a jackboot slave. We've been waiting a long time for an excuse to do this. Yeah!
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.